SCP-4217, Object Class Keter. Special Containment Procedures. Foundation naval forces are to patrol SCP-4217's territory of 3 or more battleships under the guise of the British Royal Navy. During a hostile state, naval forces are to engage SCP-4217 until it is reverted to its passive state. Survivors from the civilian vessels attacked by SCP-4217 are to be recovered and processed in accordance with maritime disinformation protocols. Description: SCP-4217 refers to both Bismarck or SCP-4217-A, an anomalous German battleship sunk on 1941. March 27, 1941, a large cephid organism has fused inside its hull, or SCP-4217-B, possesses a pair of octopod eyes which protrude from the base of SCP-4217's A superstructure, 100 to 200 meters long, muscle hydrostats for that extend from an opening in the stern. Aside from the presence of SCP-4217-B, SCP-4217-A shows no signs of damage sustained from the battle or subsequent decades submerged underwater. SCP-4217-B operates SCP-4217-A systems. This includes its full armament of 8 main guns, 44 second guns, and 12 anti-aircraft guns. SCP-4217-B also can operate SCP-4217-A's propellers to reach speeds approximately to 40 knots, but only while surfaced. While submerged, SCP-4217 achieves locomotion via injection of water from SCP-4217-B's body cavity with an average speed of approximately 30 knots. SCP-4217 typically remains submerged at a depth of 500 to 1,100 meters, navigating its territory. However, SCP-4217 will periodically surface and enter a hostile state. During this period, SCP-4217 would seek and attack non-threatening targets such as civilian cargo ships. If sufficiently damaged, it will revert to passive state. Otherwise, it reverts after a median 9 hours. Addendum 1. History. The SCP-4217 decision previously referred only to be the Bismarck itself, which was believed to be neutralized in 1941. A previous version of this document can be found below. Item SCP-4217, Object Class, Presumed Neutralized, formerly Keter. SCP Containment Procedures. Informed regarding SCP-4217's anomalous properties to be suppressed according to standard protocols. The British Royal Navy has agreed to aid the Foundation in this effort. Foundation agents embedded in the German military will attempt to gain access to information regarding the Tibbets in order to determine if it's a second instance of SCP-4217. Upon development of the necessary submersible technology, a survey can be conducted of SCP-4217's wreckage in order to verify its neutralization. Description: SCP-4217 is the Bismarck, a battleship designed and built by the German Kriegsmarine. Several pieces of anomalous technology were incorporated into the ship's design. The mythological symbols etched in the outer hull is a key location to reinforce SCP-4217's belt armor. These symbols are not visible at most times, but while active will luminescence in proportion to damage being mitigated. A weak psychic field with a radius exceeding 20 kilometers. This field appears to cause individuals with hostile intent towards SCP-4217 to experience confusion regarding the ship's identity, increasing the likelihood of friendly fire while affecting individuals mistake Allied vessels for SCP-4217. Potential self-repair capabilities. Damage sustained from the Battle of the Denmark Strait was observed in Quinson engagements to be partially repaired in a manner resembling the healing of wounds in organic tissue. Artillery shells containing an unknown nasgul with mutagenic properties. Organisms exposed to the compound hereafter SCP-4217-1 instances will undergo rapid mutations. Observed mutations include growth, loss of limbs and sensory organs, development of fur, feathers, and or scales, and in one unverified point, multiple victims being fused together into a single entity. Hypnotized anomalous power supply of unknown, possibly biological nature. During interrogation, surviving crew members state that SCP-4217 required a unique type of fuel. Chemical analysis found the fuel to consist primarily organic nutrients. None of the captive crew members reported have seen the interior of the engine room, although two claim to have heard sound resembling a heartbeat while in the region of the ship. The list is based on limited observations SCP-4217 and combat interrogations of a few surviving members and thus not considered exhaustive. Efforts are ongoing to acquire the original design documentation. As of March 27, 1941, is believed that to be located at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, approximately 500-600 kilometers off the coast of France. The Foundation currently lacks the technology to reach the wreck and verify its current location, but the probability of SCP-4217 continuing to exhibit anomalous properties has been deemed low in the light of damage inflicted upon it to be prior to its sinking. SCP timeline. 1937, Marcus Straub, a Foundation agent working in an undercover German, intercepts a shipment of esoteric materials being transported to the city of Hamburg for use in the construction of a battleship. Several materials are recognized as important components of themological constructs. Agent Straub is ordered to observe the construction. Upon completion of the hull, the ship is christened the Big Bismarck and launched for fitting outward. March 7th, 1939. A large, heavily guarded shipment marked with the insignia of the Oscar Corps is delivered to the Bismarck. Agent Straub reports hearing a sound similar to a heartbeat originating from the shipment, but is unknown to get close to enough to make any further observations. September 15th to September 19th, 1940, Bismarck leaves Hamburg to begin sea trials. During what happens to be a high-speed run, the Bismarck releases a massive electrical charge and shuts down. For several seconds following this, a series of glowing symbols are visible along the hull, but the distance is too great for assistance to identify them. Power is restored within an hour. September 18th, 1940. SCP designation assigned. O5 counter authorizes neutralization. All agents stationed within Germany ordered to rid of this and destroy SCP-4274 can be completed. September 28th. 1940. Agents report readiness to launch mission. No further contact. October 1st to October 11th, 1940. Team was declared missing in action and mission is deemed a failure. Attempts to hinder all ongoing war. Following a 7-4-2 vote, the O5 Council concludes the potential threat posed by 4217 warrants informing the British government. March 20th, 1941 to March 23rd, 1941, SCP-4217 is spotted by Swedish reconnaissance aircraft. This information is leaked to the British, who contact the Foundation. The Royal Navy dispatches a fleet led by the HMS Hood and HMS Prince of Wales to intercept SCP-4217. Foundation representatives meet the British Admiralty Board to coordinate on neutralizing SCP-4217. Foundation agents are placed on board select ships of the Home Fleet as advisors. March 24th, 1941-0552-0604. HMS Hood and HMS Prince of Wales engage SCP-4217 and Prince get in Battle of Denmark Strait. Due to the psychophilic and thermotactically reinforced armor, SCP-4217 sustains only minor damage. SCP-4217 converts significant portion of Hood's crew into SCP-4217-1 instances, which is overwhelms the bridge crew. Hood then sunk by enemy fire. Prince of Wales retreats. March 24th, 1941, is discovered that SCP-4217 is leaking a substance then thought to be oil. Remaining fleets use the trail to follow SCP-4217. March 24th, 1941, 2200. SCP-4217's anomalous dispensers impede attempting attacks by torpedo bombers. Observation Foundation agents identify the defenses and relay this information to Site-41. Use of SCP-redacted is proposed as a countermeasure to the psychic field and preparations made to transport. Site-41 thermal exits design plans to modify torpedoes to overload SCP-4217's armor reinforcement. March 25th, 1941 to March 26, 1941. 0300 SCP-4217 temporarily breaks radar contract, but eventually is located by British intelligence. Events during this period do not deviate from historical record. March 26, 1941. 1839. Foundation supply ship arrives from requested countermeasures. SCP-redacted notifies psychofield. Modified torpedoes override reinforcement systems. Sequestered thermological discharges causes moderate hull damage. SCP-4217 is noted to begin moving erratically. March 27, 1941. 0843. British warships led by the HMS Ark Royal surround SCP-4217 and begin firing upon it. March 27, 1941. 0931. SCP-4217 is too damaged to return fire, but remains afloat. British bombardment continues. March 27, 1941. 1007. SCP's 4217's store of munitionic ammunition is struck. Majority of the crew is exposed and become SCP-4217-1 instances. Remaining crew abandoned ship. March 27th, 1941. 1035. SCP-4217 starts to sink. British ships cease fire and begin rescue efforts. March 27, 1941. 1039. SCP-4217 is completely submerged. Foundation teams recover SCP-4217-1's remains. On February 16th, 1985, a team from NTF Gamma-6 deep feeders were dispatched to verify the status of SCP-4217. 4217. On February 19th, 1985, the service crew reported that the dive team has remained submerged for several hours past their oxygen supplies allowed. Shortly thereafter, they detected a stress signal from the submersible black box recorder and retrieved it. Transcript follows. Four subjects are Agent Victor Miller and Charles Taylor aboard a model SM-03 submersible equipped with a model R1 marine probe. Transcript begins 26 minutes into recording. Begin log. Taylor, hey, point the lights this way. I think I saw something. Miller, sure. Pause. Yeah, I think that's it. Taylor, man, I never thought it would be happy to see a swastika. Miller laughs. Seriously? Oh, clears throat. Let the record show how they located the wreckage of SCP-4217. We will now begin our survey of its current status. Taylor, it looks like the stern's been buried in the sand, likely from a landslide caused when it struck the base of this mountain. Wait, where's this underwater? We're underwater. Is landslide the right word? Miller, let the record also show that neither of us knows the word for underwater landslide. Taylor, heh. Anyway, bring us in so we can confirm the kill and get out of here. Miller, on it. Hey, the file mentions a psychic field. Check the key counter. Taylor, right, looks like it's reading normal background levels. Miller, all right, confirming the absence of psychic influence. Taylor, the IRI is showing up slightly higher than EVE levels, but below what they said would indicate protection runes being active. Miller, good. We're the 2-4-2 so far. Taylor, yeah, looks like the whole trip is going to be a waste of time. I don't know why they thought this thing might still be a threat. It got shelled for something like two straight hours and spent 40 years in the bottom of an ocean. Miller, I'm not so sure. Take a look at the hull. Taylor, what do you mean? It looks like a normal ship's hull. Miller, yeah, exactly. You think it would have things like barnacles all over it after 4 decades. Taylor, so it's now barnacle-proof. Big deal. Miller, it's a big deal if you mean other properties are still active. Taylor, yeah, I know. Hang on a second. Let me see what else is on file. Shuffling papers. Miller, not too much concrete info for what I remember. Taylor, well, says here it could regenerate. That might be barnacle-proof, and there's a munition ammo which supposed to got blown up, and some kind of power supply that may or may not be anomalous. Yeah, that's not too much to go on, and last two would be inside the hull. What, Miller, well, no way the sub's going to get inside. Looks like it's time for the robot. Taylor, guess so. Try to find an open hatch or something, and I'll get it started up. Miller, I think I saw something earlier on the bow. Yeah? That looked big enough? Taylor, that'll work. All right, let's see what's inside. Extended silence. Taylor, dang, it's even in better condition inside. I gotta be regenerating. We should have seen some sign of battle damage by now. Yeah, it's spotless. I don't see any rust. You can still read these signs. Taylor, speaking of which, I think one is pointing towards the torrents. Let's go. Extend silence. Miller. We should be looking, should be some skeletons, right? The file said 1,500 crew members were unaccounted for. Taylor. Yeah, I know. Dang, this is creepy. Pause. Well, here it is. Let's see what's in. What the frick? Miller. We seem to have found something attached in the interior of the structure to see on one of the main turrets. It looks like a stone. That doesn't seem right, Taylor. It looks like someone's coming through the bulkhead there. I'm taking us around to the other side. Pause. Yeah, there's even more here. Miller, there's even more down this corridor. Seems like it's growing thicker towards the stern. Taylor, it looks like it's growing from that way. Crap, I don't think this is a stone. Miller, yeah, we should take a sample to the surface. Miller, I don't think that's a good idea. Miller, come on, man, we got a job to do here. Taylor sighs, all right, I'm doing it. Pause. Crap, that's definitely not a stone. It's like rubber. Miller, all more reason to find out what the heck it actually is. Taylor, come on, you piece of... There you go. Miller, what's that stone coming out? Oh. Taylor, it's... Crap, it's bleeding. Get us out of here, Vic. Low pitch, rumbling. Get us out of here, Vic. Miller, wait, what about the robot? Taylor, frick the robot. I'm cutting umbilical. Now let's go. Miller, fine, I'm on it. Pause. Did you see that on the superstructure? Yeah, frick, the ship has eyes. Why does it have eyes? Crap, this should supposed to be an easy mission. 1500, what was that? I think rumbling sounds of bending metal. Miller, something grabbed us. Sound of glass cracking. Crap, there gotta be something. Sound of rushing water cuts the static. End log. The first sighting of SCP-4278 in its current form was made shortly thereafter. It was responsible for sinking two cargo carriers and one cruise liner prior to the establishment of the current containment procedures. Cover stories were disseminated to explain the lost vessels. Foundation misinformation teams constructed a replica of the Bismarck and sank it 100 kilometers east of the location of SCP-4217's rediscovery. Rangers were then made for a high-profile civilian ocean grabber to discover it on April 8th, 1989. Well, Addendum 2. Recovered documents. Following the collapse of the USSR, a subsequent dissolution of GRU Division P, the following acquired a number of documents that GRU P had recovered during the Soviet occupation of Germany. Among these documents was a number of intentional officer corps manuals believed to be related to SCP-4217, translated from original German. From Dietrich Klossner to Karl Rettner. Subject Black Forest Specimen. Commander Rettner, the species condition has been finally stabilized. Although it remains essentially comatose, unfortunately, the state of affairs suits our purposes. Oddly, most of the damage doesn't seem to be caused by the crash, but I digress. I can explain more during your inspection next week if you're interested. We estimate that the nutrient supplements recovered with the specimen will last at least another month. After analyzing some samples, the nutrients have been mostly carbon-based with a few exotic agreements that we should be able to synthesize. Progress on interfacing the specimen has been modern electrical systems to be on schedule. Inform B and V that contact F should have its engine within the year. HH. From Otto Schmidt to Karl Rettner, subject artifact. Commander Rettner, I have some reservations about your plans for the artifact. Yes, the trials did show that its effects could extend out ranges you desired, but they are greatly diminished. Furthermore, our test subjects have been far more from peak physical or mental health. We don't know if we're going to do more than slightly confuse enemy crews. Please, we need to study it before trying to use it. HH. From Karl Rettner to Hans Meyer. Subject, Compound 17. Dr. Meyer, in the 3 years you have given work to your little soldier enhancement project, it has been consistent disappointment. However, after your report on your latest fruit, I believe you have accidentally created something useful. I will be at your facility this Thursday for the demonstration of Compound 17 and its interesting side effects. If you show me what you show me is satisfactory, I'll be willing to extend your deadline. I suggest you take full advantage of this opportunity. HH. In light of this discovery, the Foundation conducted investigations of the individuals named in these correspondence. Records indicate the deaths of Otto Schmidt in 1940 and Hans Meyer in 1941, with no evidence found to contradict this information. Dr. Klausner was acquired by the United States military in Operation Paperclip and later died of natural causes in 1976. The Department of Defense had thus far refused to disclose information on his post-war work. Referencing to Coral Network could be found in other Oscorp documents until 1941, after which no further documentation on him has yet been found. Addendum 3, Incident 4217-9. On July 22, 1993, SCP-4217 appeared to enter a hostile state, and Foundation naval forces prepared to enact special containment procedures in response. However, before any vessels were able to reach firing range, Kurt Regner, captain of the SCP-S Nemeth, noticed that the SCP-4217 was not moving from the location where it surfaced. As this was different from previous observed behavior, Captain Wedden ordered that the SCP-S Cessair and SCP-S Parthon to hold position while he investigated. SCP-4217 was unresponsive to the presence of SCP-S Nemnend, even with the latter drew into 200 meters. After a brief period of observation, Wegner attempted to hail SCP-4217 over radio. Transcript follows. Note, text is translated from German. Begin long. Captain Wegner, this is Captain Kurt Wegner of SPS Nemeth. Do you understand me? Extended silence. Captain Wegner, repeat, this is Captain Kurt of SPS Nemeth. Do you understand me? Please respond. SCP-4217, confusion. Captain Wegner, do you speak German? SCP-4217. German, pause, followed by the opening bars of Da Fum Hoch. Captain Wegner, yes, clear throat, do you understand what I'm saying? SCP-4217, yes. You ship? Crew member, Captain, SCP-427's eyes just focus on us. Captain Wegner, yes, that's us. What about you? Can you tell us what you are and what you came from? SCP-4217, Captain Wegner, do you mean you don't understand or do you... that you don't understand. SCP-4217, understand, remember many, confusion. Captain Wegner, what do you mean, remember many? Communications officer, Captain, it's sending us a video feed. Captain Wegner, show me, make a recording of it. Communications officer, yes. Video consists of hundreds of images in rapid succession. Notable subjects include various early 20th century German cities and an unknown artificial structure in space, and Adolf Hitler delivering a speech, the HMS Ark Royal, the planet Jupiter, and SCP-S Cessair. Captain Wegner, what is this? SCP-4217 remembers many. Captain Wegner, so are these your memories? What is that, Jupiter? Is that where you're from? SCP-4217 confusion. Captain Wegner, Jupiter, the biggest planet where this bread spot the storm. SCP-4217 storm red. The feedback shows the images of Jupiter with increased frequency and turns into a single video. The viewpoint of the video is approaching planets, specifically the great red spot. SCP-4217 red storm, red clouds. Crew member, Captain, the tentacles are starting to twitch. It's getting agitated. Captain Wegner, put some distance between us and it. Are weapons still trained on? Good. Hold on fire until I give the order. Tell Cessair and Parthon to prepare to engage. SCP-427, please calm down. What's wrong? The video is now close to Jupiter's great red spot. Now as visible as the center of the storm is SCP-2399. Image flickers and changes multiple times after replacing SCP-2399 with HMS Ark Royal, then SPS Nemnend. SCP-4217 incoherent shrieking. A blight flash obscures the video. SCP-4217 begins to fire erratically in all directions while thrashing its tentacles. Captain Wegner, open fire. End log. The SPS Nemden, SPS Cessnar, and SPS Parthon subdued SCP 4217 with no further incident. SCP 4217 has not responded to a subsequent attack on or at communication.